From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A senior Trump administration economic official says the president is seriously contemplating trying to reach separate trade deals with Canada and Mexico as the process of renegotiating the 24-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement drags on. Larry Kudlow telling Fox News the U.S. has no plans to withdraw from the pact. Kevin Hassett heads Mr. Trump's Council of Economic Advisors.
I think that the president is pushing our trading partners hard to make their deals fair for America's workers, and that that's his objective in their ongoing discussions right now. And you know, I know a lot of other presidents. I was over here at one point as an outsider coming to talk to President Obama's team about this. A lot of other presidents have wanted to make better deals and failed, and this president is not going to fail at that. He's going to make better deals.
Then after talks have stalled on U.S. demands to increase American components in autos and the imposition of a five-year sunset clause, Gary Huffbauer, non-resident senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, said it would be unlikely Congress would approve such trade deals before year's end.
And the timelines in the U.S. Trade Promotion Authority require the text be available for at least 60 days before a vote takes place.
At the same time, China's offered to buy an additional $70 billion in U.S. exports over the next year as Beijing tries to defuse trade tensions. New Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Tuesday announced a number of reforms, including an end to a long border dispute with neighboring Eritrea. Having just taken office in April amid political turmoil, Mr. Abiy is opening up state-owned enterprises, among them Ethiopian Airlines, to private investment. The country has also entered a recent state of emergency. This is VOA News. As expected, Iran Tuesday announced its intention to boost uranium enrichment capacity, putting pressure on the remaining European signatories to the 2015 nuclear agreement to keep it alive after last month's U.S. departure. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Europe lobbying against the deal. On Tuesday, he was speaking with France.
I didn't ask France to withdraw from the JCPOA, because I think the JCPOA is basically going to be dissolved by the weight of economic forces. But I think that there are two possibilities. Either Iran dismantles its nuclear activities unilaterally under this pressure, or there may be, in the future, negotiations for a better deal.
Mr. Macron said the accord needs to be preserved to ensure control of Iran's nuclear activity. The White House says next week's summit in Singapore between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be held at the Capella Hotel on Sentosa Island. Mr. Trump said preparations for the unprecedented meeting June 12 are moving along well.
A lot of relationship being built, a lot of negotiation going on even before the trip, but it looks like it's coming along fine. We'll see what happens, but very important. It'll be a very important couple of days.
The on-then-off summit is back on after Mr. Trump received a letter from leader Kim. The goal is North Korea's denuclearization. Mr. Trump has downplayed any breakthrough, indicating several meetings may be necessary. U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters in northern Syria said Tuesday they will withdraw from the town of Manbij following an agreement reached between the U.S. and Turkey, which regards the fighters as part of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party. The Kurds proved effective in wresting control of Manbij from Islamic State. Italy's new populist coalition government received a crucial vote of confidence Tuesday in the Senate. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, leader of the Five Star Movement and League Coalition, said immigration will be a top priority in talks with Italy's European partners. He said the flow of migrants has been a failure. Italy has borne the brunt of the mass migration to Europe in the past 3 years. He also railed against economic austerity, reaffirmed commitment to NATO and the U.S., and an easing of sanctions against Russia. A second vote of confidence scheduled Wednesday in the Chamber of Deputies. The death toll from the volcanic eruption in Guatemala is more than 70. As Fuego exploded once again Tuesday, hundreds more are still missing. The country's National Disaster Agency ordered further evacuations. In Hawaii, scores of homes have been destroyed by a river of molten rock flowing from the Kilauea volcano. South Africa's economy contracted more than 2% in the first quarter. The economy dragged down by a nearly one-quarter drop in agriculture output and declines in the crucial mining sector. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.